Okay, welcome back to the last episode, my favorite episode, where we are going to be talking about becoming the woman that God had in mind when he created you. This is the part that matters most. Again, not just for you, but for your entire family, and honestly, for the entire story that God is writing through your life. Okay, so all through scripture, God does not just transform individuals. He transforms generations through one woman's simple fiat, or yes, okay? So Mary's yes is obviously a huge one, but we also have Ruth's yes, Esther's yes, Hannah's yes, okay? And here's what most women don't realize. The yes God is asking of you right now has everything to do with the woman that you are becoming, not the woman you've been surviving as. Okay. When who you become affects everything. It affects your marriage, your motherhood, your nervous system, your health, your home, your decisions, your finances, your ability to hear God, your daughters, your sons, your entire lineage. Okay. And even more. And this isn't about like becoming a better version of yourself. That's definitely not what this is about. That's not my intention with any of this. This is about living as the woman God had in mind when he gave you this life, this family, this marriage, this calling, everything, okay? But here's a little bit of hard punch to the gut, potentially. If you stay in survival mode, your entire home will feel it. If you stay dysregulated, everyone else will adjust because of your stress, right? So if you're stressed, everybody else is going to be stressed. If you stay stuck in these old identity patterns, these people-pleasing, the over-functioning, the shrinking, the over-controlling, your kids are going to learn those things too. Do you want your kids to learn those things? I know for sure I don't. And every woman that I have supported doesn't want that. Okay, because your nervous system becomes their blueprint. And this is not meant to scare you. I promise you it's not. That's not my intention at all. This is meant to show you how much power you actually have. Okay? So your healing is not selfish. Your peace, like, is not this extra thing. Your calm is not a luxury. Because when you become the woman that God intends, you shift the entire atmosphere of your home. That's huge. Your children become feel safer. Your marriage starts to soften. Decisions become clearer. Finances stabilize because you're not operating from panic. Your health improves because your body can finally stop bracing. Your faith is going to deepen because your nervous system is not drowning out God's voice because you're always in survival mode. That's what becoming the woman is really about. It's legacy work. It's kingdom work. It's generational work. It's not just about you. It's not just about you feeling better. It's about breaking these patterns so that your kids don't have to carry them. It's about becoming a woman who moves through her home with peace, not pressure. Who disciplines with clarity, not reactivity. No more snapping, or at least a lot less snapping. And then when you do snap, you can apologize after, right? A woman who leads with confidence and not fear. A woman who responds to God's nudges, not stay stuck in her old habits. That's the woman that God had in mind when he created you. And she's already in you. She's just buried under layers of survival. Okay? So I want you to think of one area where you're not showing up as the woman you want to be. Maybe it's your tone. Maybe it's your patience, your health, your prayer life, your schedule. Your marriage, okay? I know for me, my schedule was always one that I really struggle with, even still to this day. And now ask one question. If my daughter or son lived like this, would I be at peace with that? And if you don't have kids, then just ask the question. If my future children or if my friend lived like this, would I be at peace with that? This is not guilt question, it's a clarity question, because the things you're struggling with aren't personal flaws, they're truly invitations from God. And the second you see them that way, everything starts to change. Okay? And the truth is that you can make these small changes on your own. You can start acting like the woman you're becoming. But fully stepping into her, that peaceful, grounded, confident, God-loved, God-led woman, by fully stepping into her, that takes support. And it's because you are too close to your own patterns to see them clearly. Your nervous system does not change through information. Your identity is not going to shift through willpower. Spiritual clarity requires safety, and you cannot create safety in a vacuum. If you could, you would have already done it by now. And every woman who has done this work with me says the same thing. I tried to fix it for years on my own, but when I finally got support, everything changed. In such a short time, literally in like a week, you'll see a difference. And that's the difference between surviving and really becoming that woman. So as we wrap up this series, I really want you to hear this. You are not far from the woman that God had in mind. You are right on the edge of her, and you do not have to step into her alone. If you are ready to walk that next part, the part where the foundation actually shifts out, reach out to me. We can talk about what this looks like for you, for your family, for the generations to come, because your yes matters so much more than you think.